it's actually Friends of Ohio Barns. And we're an organization that was formed back in 2002, roughly thereabouts, by a few barn huggers, if you will, that decided that we needed to get together and try to save our old historic barns that were built using the old timber frame methods. So our organization was started to basically tell people or educate people about the importance of these old historic barns as well as the timber framing techniques in hopes that awareness will be brought to our situation and help to save these barns.
So where does your interest come from?
Oh, a friend of ours was involved with the organization prior to us joining, and he dragged us on a couple of the barn tours, and of course we fell in love with the people who were involved, and then also the barns themselves and the way they were built. So we jumped in with both feet.
Well, coming up April 24th and 25th, the Ohio Barns Conference is going to be held at Findlay. I'm guessing this would be a good place for folks to maybe learn more about Friends of Ohio Barns.
Well, exactly. We have a conference yearly in every part of the state. We have gone from county to county, and this year it is over in Hancock County, which is a farming community, and they have just loads of historic barns and a lot of history to tell. So we are very happy to be over there. And we have had tremendous amount of help from Sarah Sisser, who is the Hancock County Historic Museum Director. And we just are very fortunate to be over there and looking forward to it.
Tell us more about the conference agenda.
We have on schedule a fellow named David Fay, who is the director of the historic parks in Fairfield County, and he will be speaking to the ways that barns are preserved and how it can translate from trade to trade using basically the same techniques. And we have a fellow, Al Parker, who's going to be speaking about the barn owls in Ohio and how they are going to try to save them and the techniques available to do that. And we have our famous barn detectives, Rudy Christian, who is a timber framer, and Dan Trost, who will be presenting slides from the barn tour and describing what these barns are all about, how they were made, and the different joinery in the barns that we see on Friday. As well as we have Kelly and Tammy Rundle, who are putting together a documentary on the barn raisers, and they were going to be there on Saturday to show a clip of their documentary to date.
Sarah, for folks that might be interested in attending the Ohio Barns Conference, so what's the best way for them to go about getting more information or to register?
Well, they can visit our website, which is www.friendsofohiobarns.org. Our online registration, however, does close on Monday the 20th, and after that they will have to call me directly to see if there's any room left on the buses or at the Brueggemann Lodge for the Saturday conference. And my number is 330-856-9053.
All right. Is there anything else about either the conference or the Friends of Ohio Barns that you'd like to mention?
Well, we are full of a bunch of great people who absolutely love these barns and the history behind them. And there's much to learn from a lot of the folks in our organization as well as from our speakers. It's usually a well-attended conference, and we're happy to be over in Findlay, Ohio this year.